when it comes to helping people exiting prison reestablish themselves in communities and not reoffend, probation officers are key. And Massachusetts has the oldest statewide probation system in the country. But a state report last year found it's beset with structural racism and disproportionately impacts people of color. Now, a black person has been named to lead the Massachusetts Probation Service for the first time in its 145 years. Commissioner Pamerson Eiffel joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Rupa.
You've been working in the State Probation Service since 1993 in a variety of roles, and you've been working on addressing racism and disparities within the agency. But does having a black person in the top role have an impact or send a message?
Well, I think it matters. I started in the field as a line probation officer. There were five individuals of color. There were two black, two Latina, and I believe there was also one Asian probation employee. When I think back then and the work that it has taken to ascend to be the first black commissioner in 145 years, I think it speaks to the changing nature of the system, of the state, the demographics, the populations that we work with. And we know that we've got some work to do, but I think we're making progress in a lot of spaces.
How did you see these disparities play out during your time with the probation service?
Well, look, I've had enough negative experience from the racial perspective, whether it is going to courthouses and being mistaken as a defendant. I think the most recent one was in 2019, despite being a deputy commissioner, to understanding that, you know, Harvard took a hard look at our data and realized that a black individual would spend 167 days longer in prison for an offense committed by a white individual when you control for the same types of charge and charge severity. And a Latino person would spend 148 days longer given the same set of circumstances. So we understand this and we fundamentally have taken significant steps.
It's clear you've been focused on solutions. You're known for, among other things, creating a text messaging notification system that got more defendants to attend court appearances. So what other possible solutions have you been thinking about that you finally get to make happen now?
We know that in a state where there's free health insurance, despite that, significant amount of individuals who are involved with the courts are not enrolled. We have trained 20 trial court employees who are now enrolling individuals as certified application counselors into health insurance. Because we know that if we can get you insurance, we can get you mental health treatment, we can get you substance abuse treatment. So we want to remove that barrier at every touch point.
The public data that Massachusetts provides about the probation service can be really opaque, especially compared to other states. For example, everyone from adults serving probation to children under state supervision are grouped together. Do you have any plans to change that?
We've been taking a hard dive, and we know that we've got to get better at collecting data. But we've gone out to bid for a new case management system where we're going to be able to tell you demographic offense types. All of the data points that we are interested in understanding the system better is going to be much more responsive. And so we're working at that.
I've seen you tell the story about growing up in Barbados and getting into fights and how your life could have gone down a very different road. So how does it feel to be in a position to potentially help thousands of people go down a better path themselves?
As a child growing up and living in poverty and living in the same slave plantation that my family were slaves on, coming here and having this opportunity to really help change their lives and trajectory, it's a reminder that if we give people the right kinds of tools, resources, and opportunities, the lot of the folks that we're working with can be successful. Some of the smartest people I've ever met in my life were sitting across from a probation counter and talking to me just because they didn't have access opportunities or make the right decisions.
Pamerson Eiffel is Massachusetts' probation commissioner. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rupa.